सर्वेभ्यो नमस्काराः।
सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः त्रिप्रत्ययप्रकरणे षोडशः पाठः, फेब्रवरी मासस्य षड्विंशः दिनाङ्कः। येनाक्षरसमं नाम्यम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् सूत्रं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्ति परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते। स्त्रीप्रत्ययप्रकरणे ओतोगुणवचनात् इति सूत्रम् अधीतम्। गुणवचनात् उदन्ताद् गुणवचनात् स्त्रिया वा निष् भवति इति अधीतम्। गुणवचनं नाम किम् इति प्रश्नः। आदौ गुणः नाम कः इति भाष्यकारेण किञ्चन लक्षणं प्रणीतम्। सत्त्वे निविशते पैति पृथग्जातिषु दृश्यते, आधेयश्चाक्रियादश्च सोऽसत्त्वप्रकृतिर्गुणः। कोऽर्थः? बालमनोरमायां पृथ्वीति इति प्रतीके तस्याः कारिकायाः विवरणं दत्तम्। सत्त्वे निविशते पैति पृथग्जातिषु दृश्यते, आधेयश्चाक्रियादश्च सोऽसत्त्वप्रकृतिर्गुणः इति भाष्ये गुणलक्षणम् उक्तम्। सत्त्वे नाम सत्त्वम्, सत्त्वं नाम द्रव्यम्। So you should first know what is dravya guna padartha. This requires a basic background of some tarka. They say kanadam paninyancha sarvashastropakarakam. If you are trying to study any shastra, any other shastra, like Vedanta, Mimamsa or anything, you need a basic background of both vyakarana and tarka. Because all shastrartha will involve these things, that is at the level of shabdas, to actually understand what they mean you need vyakarana, but to understand the logic or how they carry out their vada and prativada, we will need a basic background of tarka. So tarka is based on the basic premise that there are padarthas. Okay? Padartha jnanat mokshaha. Iti tarka shastrasya siddhanta. Just like we say shabda jnanat mokshaha. If we understand shabdas completely, we say that is moksha. For tarkikas, padartha jnana. There are padarthas. So if you can understand all the padarthas completely, that is it. So padarthaha kati. So again in tarka, just like in vyakarana, we have a pratina parampara and navya parampara. Tarka also has that. We have a pratina parampara and navya parampara, where there are differences in details. So according to the navya system, sapta padarthaha. There are seven padarthas, only seven. Anything in this world can be included in one of these classes. So seven padarthas stand for dravya. Dravya, guna, karma, samanya, vishesha, samamaya, bhavaha, sapta padarthaha. So dravya is matter. Any matter you take will be in dravya. You have guna, which is quality. You have kriya, which is action. Samanya. Samanya is what we call as jati, that is the common factor among a set of dravyas. So if you have cows, all cows in the world have a common characteristic which we call the gotva. Gotva is a jati or samanya, that which is common to a class of dravyas. So there are, that is just a very superficial definition. How tarka defines it is different. So samanya, vishesha. Vishesha is, say, each instance of the samanya. Say you have gotva, so each go is a vishesha. And then you have samavaya and abhava. Samavaya is a relation between two things. It's a indestructible relation between two things. Say if you have things like a guna and gunavata, you have, say, whiteness and you have a white rose. There is a relation. They are separate. The rose is dravya and the white nature of it is guna. But you can never separate whiteness and rose. That is, you cannot separate the whiteness and say this is the whiteness, white part of it, and this is the rose part of it. So that relation, the indestructible relation between things, is called samamaya. And abhava is the absence of something. So there are seven padarthas. So here he says, we are trying to define guna. Guna is one of the padarthas. So what is that guna? So he says, sattvam nama dravyam. Sattve nivishate apaiti. Iti gunasya prathamam lakshanam. Sattvam nama dravyam. Sattva is synonymous with dravya. That is matter. Sattvam dravyam samamayi karanam. So again, samamayi karana is again a term which is commonly used in tarka. For anything to happen, there are three types of karanas which are responsible. Okay. So there is a samamayi karana, there is an asamamayi karana, and there is a nimitta karana. So samamayi karana is the basic matter which is responsible. So if you are trying to create a ghata, standard example, if you are trying to create a ghata, what is that ghata made of? The matter of it is mrittika, that is the clay. That is the samamayi karana. So mud is the samamayi karana for ghata. Mrittika is the samamayi karana. And then there is the asamamayi karana is the kriya which is required for creating it. Say you require the potter's wheel, the rotation of the wheel, that is the asamamayi karana for it. The tantu samyogaha patasya. That which that which brings the matter together to create it is called asamamayi karana. Okay. Say if you have a cloth, they say that tantavaha, the threads, individual threads, is the samamayi karana. They are the matter, and the sanyoga, the bringing together of those threads through weaving, is the asamamayi karana for the action of weaving is the asamamayi karana for the patta. And everything else is nimitta karana. Everything else which is needed, say for example, you need a weaver, you need a weaving machine, you might need everything else is called as nimitta karana. So again, if you come to ghatta, mrittika is the samamayi karana. Forgetting what exactly they treat as asamamayi karana. You have the danda, chakra, kulala, that is the potter's wheel, the potter's stick, the potter himself, everything else is treated as nimitta karana. So basically, samamayi karana is the matter required for anything to happen. That is the dravya. That is what he... I don't remember because for patta it is very samamayi karana or yes. Yeah, the bhagata they don't never give it so that they are not able to point it out. Yeah. Okay. So now, so here, sattvam dravyam samamayi karanam. So samamayi karana is always a dravya, matter. Tatraiva nivishate samavaiti yaha saha gunaha. So that which is always associated with dravya. As I said, guna, you cannot show it apart from dravya. That is special for both guna and kriya. You cannot demonstrate a guna or a kriya without the help of dravya. If you have to say white, black, soft, hard, for everything you have to have a dravya in which you can show a guna. You can show a white rose, a white paper, a white, something else. But you cannot just show the quality of whiteness. So that is why. Sattvam dravyam samamayi karanam tatraiva nivishate samavaiti. That which is always found in samamaya. That is, in an indestructible sambandha with that dravya. Yaha saha gunaha. Dravya matra samavetaha. So there is also an evakarate. That which is found in samamaya only with matter. मात्रपदात् सत्ता जातिः व्यवच्छिद्यते तस्याः द्रव्य गुण क्रियावृत्तित्वात्. सो दे सेड दैट एवरी स्टेप दे से व्हाट इट मीन्स एंड व्हाट डज इट रूल आउट. आई मीन यू आर ट्राइंग टू कैरेक्टराइज गुणा, सो यू हैव टू मेक श्योर द लक्षणा विल ब्रिंग इन ओनली गुणा एंड विल एलिमिनेट एवरीथिंग एल्स. सो देयर इज अ थिंग कॉल्ड सत्ता जाति. जाति एस एस इट इज अ कॉमन फैक्टर विच इज देयर. द सत्ता जाति इज satta simply means existence. So they consider satta as a jati, which is found in everything. Right? Satta is existence. It is found in all matter. It is found in all gunas and all kriya. So dravya, guna, kriya. In all these, there is a jati which we call the satta jati. It is found in samamaya, that is an indestructible sambandha with dravya, guna and kriya. Now we are defining guna as द्रव्य मात्र समवेत, दट इज फाउंड इन समवाय ओनली विद द्रव्य, विच मीन सत्ता इज रूल्ड आउट बिकॉज इट इज फाउंड. सत्ता अपि सत्वे निविशते, इट इज फाउंड इन समवाय विथ द्रव्य, बट इन एडिशन इट इज ऑल्सो फाउंड इन समवाय विथ गुणा एंड क्रिया. सो बाय सेइंग द्रव्य मात्र समवेत ही आर रूलिंग आउट सत्ता जाति. मात्रपदात् सत्ता जाति ही व्यवच्छिद्यते. व्यवच्छिद्यते इज एलिमिनेटेड, दैट इज इट डज नॉट कम इनटू द परव्यू ऑफ दिस लक्षण. मात्रपदात् सत्ता जाति ही व्यवच्छिद्यते तस्याः द्रव्य गुण क्रियावृत्तित्वात् बिकॉज इट एग्जिस्ट नॉट ओनली इन द्रव्य बट ऑल्सो इन गुण एंड क्रिया. ओके, सो नौ सत्वे निविशते इज द फर्स्ट लक्षण ऑफ द गुण, फर्स्ट कैरेक्टरिस्टिक दैट विच इज फाउंड इन समवाय संबंध विथ सत्व और द्रव्य, विच इज ऑलवेज फाउंड एसोसिएटेड विद द्रव्य. हाँ, अतः द्रव्यत्वे अतिव्याप्ति वारणाय आह अपैति इति. ऑल्सो यू फाइंड दैट इट गोज अवे और इट कैन बी सेपरेटेड फ्रॉम, नॉट सेपरेटेड, इट कैन बी रिमूव्ड फ्रॉम द द्रव्य. से फॉर एग्जाम्पल ही इज टेकिंग मृदु एज द guna here. We'll take mrudatva. It is found in association with some dravya. Sattve nivishate. Say you have a leaf which is very soft. So as the leaf matures, it becomes hard. The softness is removed from it. I mean, you cannot still, that's different from separating mrudatva from leaf. That you can never do. But for now, that guna has disappeared from the parana. Right? It has become hard. Which means the quality of mridutva is no longer there. So sattve nivishate apaiti, it will also go away or is removed from the dravya. Atha dravyatve ativyapti maranaya. As I said, any lakshana can have three doshas, ativyapti, avyapti and asambhava. Right? So ativyapti is where the lakshana is applying to your desired thing and also to some other thing. Now what will we define it first as? Sattve nivishate, that which is always found in association with dravya. So guna is always found in association with dravya. But there is one thing called dravyatva. Dravyatva is the common factor which is present in all dravyas. So dravyatva is always also found in association with dravya always. सत्वे निविशते इत्युक्ते गुणः सत्वे निविशते इति सत्यं, द्रव्यत्वम् अपि सत्वे निविशते, सर्वदा सत्वेन द्रव्येण सह समवाय सम्बन्धेन तिष्ठति. सो द्रव्यत्वे अतिव्याप्ति वारणाय आह. सो नौ यू हैव टू टेक आउट द द्रव्यत्व और यू हैव टू एलिमिनेट द्रव्यत्व संभव. सो ही हैज एडेड अपैति, दैट विच कैन बी रिमूव्ड फ्रॉम अ द्रव्य. नौ दिस द्रव्यत्व कैन नेवर बी रिमूव्ड फ्रॉम अ द्रव्य. If it is a parana, it is a dravya, it is matter. So dravyatva is always present in parana. Whether it is soft or hard or red or green or yellow, at all stages of its existence, dravyatva will be there. Okay, the other qualities are changing. It is, say, red in its initial stages, it may turn green, it may turn yellow, etc. In all stages, dravyatva is there. सो अपैति इति उक्तत्वात् द्रव्यत्वं निवार्यते. द्रव्यत्वे अतिव्याप्तिवारणाय आह अपैति इति कतिपय द्रव्येभ्यः अपगच्छति इत्यर्थः. द्रव्यत्वस्य सर्वद्रव्यवृत्तित्वात् na ativyapti. Since dravyatva is always compulsorily present in all dravyas, by saying sat apaiti, you have eliminated dravyatva. Because dravyatva can never go away from a dravya. So sattve nivishate apaiti. Next, prithagjatishu drishyate. Evamapi gotve ativyapti varanaya. Now our lakshana says, sattve nivishate apaiti. So that which is there in samamaya sambandha with dravya, and that which is not there in some dravyas. That is, it is nivishate apaiti. Katipaya dravyabhyah apagachyati. So it is not found in some dravyas. That is, it is not compulsorily associated with all dravyas. Okay. So as the says, it's anitya. Not always or compulsorily associated with dravyas. So now, he says there is something called gotva. Gotva is the jati, that is the common factor in all cows. Now this is found associated with some dravyas, whereas it is not found associated with other dravyas, right? So it is found associated with the dravya which is a cow. If the dravya is a horse, you will not find gotva associated with it. So sattve nivishate apaiti will apply even to gotva. Atha evamapi gotve ativyapti varanaya aha. So we have an ativyapti with gotva. Prithakjatishu drishyate is the next definition, the next characteristic that we are adding on. Prithakjatishu. Prithak nama bhinnaha jatayaha esham te prithakjatayaha. Bhinna jatiya dravya vrittihi iti yavat. So guna is also something which is found in dravyas belonging to different jatis. Right. So you have say gotva jati, an ashvatva jati, manushyatva jati. So the quality or guna can be present in all different things. Okay. So prithak jati shudrishyate, something which is found in different jatis. Now gotva can be found only in the go jati. It cannot be found in any other jati. Right. So, to eliminate that gotva, we are adding the characteristic prithag jatishu drishyate. Prithag bhinnaha jatayaha eshamte prithag jatayaha bhinna jatiya dravya vruttihi iti yavte. Gotvasya gojatiyeshu eva sattvat. A gotva can be found only in dravyas which belong to the go jati. Bhinna jatiyeshu ashvadishu asattvat. Since it will not be found in other jatis like ashva. Na ativyaptihi. Now the lakshana will not include gotva or any other such jati. Evam api kriyayam ativyapti varanaya aha. Now we are saying sattve nivishate apaiti. That which is found in samamaya sambandha with dravya. That which is not all associated with all dravyas. And that which is found in dravyas belonging to different jatis. Now this lakshana will now still apply to kriya. As I said, kriya is also like guna, always found associated with a dravya. You cannot just show running without some object which is running. To show the action of running, you need an object. So it is also found in nitya samamaya, that is compulsory association with dravya. So sattve nivishate. Dravya matra samavetaha. So kriya is also found in samamaya only with dravya. Apaiti, say the thing of movement is not found in all dravyas. Say one thing is moving, one thing is not. So apaiti, sattve nivishate apaiti, prithak jatishu drishyate. If you have a kriya of running, you can find in cows, you can find in horses, you can find in men. So, prithak jatishu drishyate. So, all the characters which we have told so far will also apply to kriya or action. So, evamati kriyayam ativyapti varanaya aha adheyascha kriyadascha iti. So, adhiyate utpadyate iti adheyaha utpadyaha. So that which can arise, that which can be caused, utpadya, akriyadha, nama anutpadya. And that which is not caused, that is, which is already present, nitya, that is what he says, utpadyatva anutpadyatva bhyam vividhaha iti avat. So it is of two kinds, one that can be caused and one that cannot be caused, that is, that which is there always. So gunaha nitya nitya bhedena vividhaha bhavati. Guna is of two kinds, nitya and anitya. So nitya gatanam gunanam nityatvat, anitya gatanam anityatvat. So a guna which is associated with nitya dravya is nitya, a guna which is associated with anitya dravya is anitya. Dravya is also of two kinds, nitya dravya and anitya dravya. All dravya, so dravya is again of many types, they say it is nitya dravya and anitya dravya. At the atomic level, they say it is nitya, anything more than that is anitya, but because it can be destroyed. So, Ravichandran gives an example of fire, but again, I mean, in all this, say, prithivi, agni, tejo, vayu, akasha, they have the nitya and anitya types. And there is a nitya prithivi and anitya prithivi. At the atomic level, it is all nitya. So, if there is a nitya dravya, the guna associated with it is nitya, and for an anitya dravya, the guna associated is anitya. So, guna nitya anitya bhedena dvividha bhavati. Nityagatanam gunanam nityatvat, anityagatanam anityatvat. Kriyayastu sarvasyaha api utpadyatvat na ativyaptihi. But kriya is always anitya. It is never nitya. So kriya is occurs and it can be lost. Okay? It is always anitya. Utpadya, it is caused. Kriyayastu sarvasyaha api utpadyatvat na ativyaptihi. There is no nitya kriya. So there is nitya guna and anitya guna, but there is no nitya kriya. So when we are saying adheyashta kriyadashta, that is, it is utpadya and anutpadya, we are ruling out kriya. Evam api dravye ativyaptihi. So we have eliminated many things, he said, even with all this, sattve nivishate apayiti prithak jatishu drishyate adheyashta kriyadashta. Dravye ativyaptihi, this lakshana is, has ativyapti in dravya, matter itself. How? He so shows how. Evam api dravye ativyaptihi, katham tasya avayava dravya samavetatva. Because any matter is found in samavaya sambandha with other dravyas, can be found. There is samavaya, that is indestructible sambandha, avayava, avayavi, and organs and the organism are found in samavaya. So, if you take away all the organs, there is no organism. So, the matter and its avayavas and its components are said to be in samavaya sambandha with each other. So, avayava dravya samavetatvat, any matter is found in samavaya with its component dravyas. Tasya avayava dravya samavetatvat. Okay. Asamavayi karana sanyoga nashe tato apayat. Say for example, if there is a pata, that is a cloth. So, a cloth is in samavaya sambandha with the tantus, that is the strands which make up the cloth. Okay, if you take away all the strands, there is no cloth. So, there is samamaya sambandha. So, it is dravya samaveta, sattve nivishate. Apaiti, if you take away the asamamayi karana, which is holding the components together, asamamayi karana sanyoga nashe, tataha apayat. So, if you take away that sanyoga, that is that which is holding the threads together, there is no cloth. That is, the threads are separated, means there is no cloth. So, it is not found. Sattve nimishate apayati. It is not found now. And then, vijatiya parthivadi avayaveshu sattvat. Now, this dravya is found in bhinna jati. Prithak jatishu drishyate. It is found not only in this, So everything is Parthiva Adi Avayaveshu. Parthiva is Prithivyadi Avayaveshu, the avayavas of Prithivi, different avayavas, it is found. Okay. Vijatiya Parthivadi Avayaveshu Sattvate. Nitya Nitya Bheda Sattvacha. It also has the Bheda of Nitya and Anitya. So since all characters are applying, the Lakshana so far will apply to Guna, it will also apply to Dravya. We now have to eliminate Dravya. So he includes the last part, Saha Asatva Prakritihi Gunaha. Ata Aha Asatva Prakritihi Iti Adravya Svabhava, that which is not Dravya. So simple elimination of Dravya. Asatva Prakritihi, Satvam Nama Dravyam, Satvam, that which is not, which does not have the Svabhava of Dravya. Adravya Svabhava Ityarthaha Dravya Bhinnaha Iti Yavate. So that which is not Dravya is Guna. So the characteristic of Lakshana of Guna is Sattve Nivishate Paiti Prathajjati Shudrishyate Adheyascha Kriyajascha So Sattva Asattva Prakritihi Gunaha. So Atra Matra Padena Satta Jatehe. So he is now telling how we have eliminated other things. He is summing up. Matra Padena Satta Jatehe Apaiti Ityanena Dravyatvasya Prathajjati Shudrishyate Ityanena Gotvadi Jatesha nirasat tadbhinnatvam iti labdham. That is, by matra, dravya matra samaveta, we are eliminating satta jati. So, satta bhinnam. Apaiti ityanena dravyatvasya. So, by saying it is not present in some dravyas, we are eliminating dravyatva. So, dravyatva bhinnam. Prathak jatishu drishyate ityanena gotvadi jatesha nirasat. So, Gotva and other specific jatis we are eliminating by including the point about Prithak Jatishu Drishyate. So, Gotva Adi Bhinnam. Adheyascha Kriyajascha. So, Atra Matrapadena Satta Jatehe Apaiti Ityanena Dravyatvasya Prithak Jatishu Drishyate Ityanena Gotva Adi Jateshya Nirasat Tad Bhinnatvam. That is, Satta Bhinnatvam, Dravyatva Bhinnam, Gotva Adi Bhinnam iti Labdham. Adheyascha kriyajascha ityanena kriya nirasat kriya bhinnatvam labdham. So that which is not kriya. Asatva prakritihi ityanena dravyasya nirasat dravya bhinnatvam labdham. Tathacha jati bhinnatve sati kriya bhinnatve sati dravya bhinnatve sati samavetatvam gunalakshanam nishkrishtam veditavyam. So putting it in a sarka language. So this what the Bhashyakara has said is in simple term. So, I mean, it is in a different language. To put it in the technical terms of tarka, so the lakshana will be jati bhinnatve sati, kriya bhinnatve sati, dravya bhinnatve sati, samavetatvam guna lakshanam. So that which is not jati, not guna, not dravya, not kriya, and still has samavaya sambandha. That is guna. It is samavetatvam guna lakshanam nishkrishtam veditavyam. Samavetatva abhava abhava nirasaha. Now you see there are padarthas. We are trying to define the padartha called guna. So we have shown that it is not dravya, it is not kriya, it is not jati. Okay. So there are still other padarthas. There are 7 padarthas. Dravya, guna, kriya, samanya, Vishesha Samavaya Abhava. Okay. So, Abhava is another padartha. Samavetatva Abhavata Abhava Nirasaha. Abhava is never found in Samavaya. Okay. So, Abhava, this lakshana cannot apply to Abhava. Atya Nitya Dravya Vrittayaha Visheshastu Ananta Eva Iti Tarkikabhimata Vishesha Padartha Angikare Tadbhinnatvam Api Niveshyam. Now, this is the lakshana as per the Mahabhashya. He is trying to refine the lakshana further. There is another thing called vishesha. So, vishesha is a padartha which is accepted only by a group of tarkikas. Okay. They are called vaisheshikas. So, vaisheshikas are those tarkikas who accept the vishesha padartha. So, there are those which do not accept vishesha. So, if vishesha is accepted as a separate padartha, Nitya Dravya Vrittayaha Visheshastu Ananta Eva Iti Tarkikabhimata Vishesha Padartha Angikare. So if you are accepting the Vishesha Padartha, Tadbhinnatvam Api Niveshyam. So Vishesha Bhinnam iti Amshaha api Gunalakshane Niveshaha. That will also have to be added to this Lakshana to make it perfect. Vishesha Padartha Angikare Tadbhinnatvam api Niveshyam. So then the Lakshana for Guna will be complete. Now there is another Bhashya which he compares with it. Akadarad Eka Samya iti Sutra Bhashyetu. Samasa Kridanta Tadhitanta Vye Sarvanama Jati Sankhya Samya Shabda Vyatiriktam Arthavat Shabda Swarupam Gunavachana Samyam Bhavati Ityuktam. So there is a Sutra Akadara Deka Samya. In that, the Bhashyakara, again there he is giving a explanation of what is Gunavachana. He says, Arthavat Shabda Swarupam, a Shabda which has meaning and which is vyatirikta, other than samasa, kridanta, tathitanta, avyaya, sarvanama, jati, sankhya, samya. So which is other than any of these will be gunavachana is what he is telling. This is not a samasa, this is not a kridanta, this is not tathitanta, this is not avyaya, not a sarvanama, not a jati vasaka, not a sankhya vasaka, not a samya. So that will be gunavachana. Iti uktam. Tadidam prakrita sutra bhashyastha lakshanasya asya uktasya prapanchala param veditavyam. So now the bhashyakara himself is giving this lakshana in one sutra, that is in this particular sutra. He is giving in Akadara Deka Samya, he is giving a different explanation. So how do you think together? He says that thing, that is he says a gunavachana is not samasa, not kudanta, etc. It is just asya lakshanasya prapanchana param. So this is the actual lakshana for guna. So that itself in vyakarana terms, that is in vyakarana we deal with shabdas. So there he is telling what kind of shabda it is not. That is all. So he is eliminating the samasa, kridanta, tathitanta, etc. But the actual lakshana is this. So asya prapanchana param. So when we find words which satisfy this lakshana, that is satya nivishate apraiti, you find that it is neither none of those. That is you have the word called mridu. Okay. So mridu is not a samasa, it is not a kridanta, not a tadhitanta, it is not an avyaya, not a sarvanama, it is not jativasaka, not sankhyavasaka, and not a samyasha. So it is a gunavachana. So the actual lakshana is this, that is just a demonstration of what kind of a word will fit into this category, where are all these characteristics satisfied. Tadidam prakrita sutra bhashyastha lakshanasya asya uktasya prapanchana param veditavyam. Parantu akadara sutra bhashye, there is one thing, akadara sutra bhashye sankhya shabda bhinnatvam api upattam. So in that, the number, which is a word which indicates sankhya, has been, he has said that it is not a gunavachana. Okay? According to our lakshana, sankhya will also be a guna. Okay? So this lakshana, satve nivishate apaiti, prithak jatishu drishyate, adheshta, satve nivishate apaiti. Sankhya can again be shown only with dravya. Right? If you say 1, 2, etc., there should be some dravya where you can demonstrate. Apaiti, it is not found in all dravyas. Prithak jatishu drishyate. So, it is found in several. There are 10 cows, 10 horses, etc. Prithak jatishu drishyate. Adhyayashcha kriyajashcha. It is both nitya and anitya. Nitya gatam nityam. So, ekatva sankhya which is found in nitya dravya is nitya, anitya gatam anityam. So, asatva prakratihi and it is not dravya. So, the lakshana will apply to sankhya, number also. So, Akadara Sutra Bhashye Sankhya Shabda Bhinnatvam Api Upattam Tadapi Ukta Lakshane Niveshyam. So, the Lakshana which they created, what is it? Jati Bhinnatve Sati, Kriya Bhinnatve Sati, Dravya Bhinnatve Sati, Samavetattvam. In that, you have to add the Sankhya Bhinnatvam also. So, that is the Lakshana of Guna. Okay, we have still not found what is guna vachana, right? Guna is this. Now he says, nacha evam api. So even with all this, mrudu patwadi shabdanam guna vishishta dravyavasitvat gunavachanatva bhavaha iti vachyam. Now when you are saying mruduhu, you are not referring to softness or tenderness. You are referring to a dravya which is tender. Mruduhu nama. It is a visheshana to a dravya. Saying mruduhu varnaha or mruduhu mrudu angam. You are saying an organ is soft or something. Okay, so there, mrudu patvadi shabdanam guna visishta dravyamasitvat. So, you are actually referring to a dravya which is having that guna. Mruduhu ityukte. It is a dravya which is associated with the guna of mrudu. Mrudu guna. There is the guna of mrudu. And when you are saying mruduhu, you are actually referring to a dravya which is associated with that guna. Evamapi mrudu patvadi shabdana guna vishishta dravyamasitvat. It is not a guna, it is a guna vishishta dravya. Guna vachanatva bhavaha iti vachyam, iti na vachyam. So don't say that the words like mrudu patu will not be guna vachana. Guna vachana iti anvartha samyaya. Gunopasarjana dravyamasitvasyeva vivakshitatva. So it says guna vachana, it does not say oto gunat. There is a difference between guna and guna vachana. Guna is pure quality, whereas guna vachana, gunam bhakti, so that which mainly tells a guna, but actually refers to a dravya possessed of that guna. That is what we call a gunopasarjana dravya. Okay. So, it is actually referring to a dravya, but not a plain dravya. Dravya which is associated with the guna. Guna as the upasarjana. When you are saying mruduhu, it is a dravya. You are saying mrudu palanam or mrudvi can be a association, kanya. You put some visheshana. You are actually referring to a dravya in which the guna of mrudu is found as upasarjana, association. The main thing which is told by the shabda is still dravya. So, gunopasarjana dravyavasitvasyeva vivakshitatva. So, wherever they say guna vachana, so guna vachana is a word which refers to a dravya, which actually it is not a guna. It is not a guna vachaka directly. It is not a word which is directly telling guna. It is a word which tells dravya with an associated guna. So, guna vachana iti anvartha samyaya. Gunopasarjana dravyavasitvasyeva vivakshitatva. Evamcha. Rupa shabdasya na guna vachanata. So if you have a word like rupam, rupam refers to simple quality, the form. Rupam is form. So the word rupa refers only to quality. It does not refer to a dravya which has form. It refers to form. Rupa iti kevalam gunaha natu guna vachanam. Evam cha rupa shabdasya na guna vachanata dasya pradhanyena rupamasitaya rupavati prayogabhava. See, there is a difference. There is rupa and rupavan. Rupa is form and rupavan is, or rupavat is a dravya which has that form. So, rupa is guna. Rupavat is dravya. So, rupa is not gunopasarjana dravya. Therefore, it is not a gunavachana. Rupa shabdasya na gunavachanata. Tasya pradhanyena rupavasitaya rupavati prayogabhavat. Why he gives a further explanation. Rupadi shabdasyapi gunavachana shabdena grahane. So this gunavachana is to show the distinction between just guna and a dravya associated with guna. So rupa, rasa, gandha, etc. which directly tell guna or quality. Words which directly indicate quality are just gunas. A guna vachana is a word which indicates a dravya associated with a guna. So when you have just a guna, rupadi shabdasya api guna vachanena grahane. He shows the difference. If you consider even these words, rupa etc. as guna vachana, guna vachane bhyaha matupaha lugishtaha ityatra api rupadi shabdanam grahana pattau. So there is another shastra which says guna vachane bhyaha matupaha lukh. So, matu, which is added to gunavachana, will be deleted. Luk ishtaha ityatra api. Rupadi shabdanam grahana pattav. Rupo ghataha ityadi prayoga patte hai. Actually, rupavan ghataha iti prayoga. Aghata has form. Rupavan ghataha. Now, if rupa is also treated as a gunavachana, then the matup will be deleted and the form will be rupaha ghataha, which is not accepted. Ghataha rupavan, it has form. Ghata is not form by itself. Rupo ghataha iti prayoga naishyate. Rupo ghataha ityadi prayoga patte hai. Prapanchitam cha etat arunadhikarane asmabhihi atharam imamsa kutuhala vrutto. He says, Balamanvaramakara, he has penned another Mimamsa Grantha, so he says he has gone into more detail. But for us, this much detail is enough. We understood what is guna and what is guna vachana. Understand that there is a distinction between plain guna and guna vachana. Guna is quality, guna vachana is a dravya which has guna. And it is not directly guna itself. So, mrudu is a guna vachana. That is, it is a dravya which has the quality of that mrudutva. Right? So, this is about guna vachana. It is found in many other cases. And it is, for the present sense, I mean, you can understand generally what is guna vachana even without going into these. But this is what the Shastra involves, the precise definition of everything and making sure that you have covered everything. And the Vyakhyana here has summed it up very well. So you can just read it again if you have any questions, you can ask. And even now if you have any questions, you can ask me. We completed the sutra about gunavachana. So, gunavachanebhyaha, udantad gunavachanebhyaha, kriyam nish bhavati vikalpena, mridvi ityapi sadhu, mriduhu ityapi sadhu. So, agrimam sutram asti bahvadibhyascha, bahvadibhyaha cha iti paladvayam. Anyato nish ityataha, nish ityana vartate. Voto gunavachana adityataha va ityapi anuvartate. Ebhyaha va nishya. Vahvadihi iti ganaha. Asmin gane e shabdaha santi. Tebhyaha vikalpena nish pratyaha bhavati. So vahvadibhyascha iti. Gunavachanatvadeva siddhe. Bahugrahanam vyarthameva iti pranchaha. So according to Prachina Vyakarana, since bahu is also a gunavachana, bahutva, the variety of being in the bahutva itself is a guna. It is a quality. So gunavachanatvadeva siddhe. So bahuhu is something, a dravya which is present in large numbers. So, it is a gunavachana. It is a dravya which has the quality of bahutva. Gunavachanatva deva siddhe bahugrahanam vyarthameva iti pranchaha. So, including bahu in this gana is not required iti prachina vainakarana. Vastu tattu. But actually, anupada udahrata akadara sutra bhashya ritya. So, he also said the akadara sutra bhashya, which he mentioned previously. Sankhya shabdana gunavachanatva abhavat. So, Sankhya shabdas will not be called gunavachana because he has said Sankhya vyatiriktam gunavachanam. So, gunavachanatva abhavat apraptasya nishaha vidhanatham bahugrahanam itya. Now, bahu, the word bahu has the samya sankhya. Bahu gana vatutati sankhya iti sutra. So, bahu, sankhya is eka, dve, etc. It is also these words. Bahu also is called Sankhya according to Vyakarana terminology. So since it is a Sankhya, it will not be a Gunavachana and it will not have Nish from the previous Sutra. And therefore, this has been included by Panini in this Sutra. Bahvi bahuhu iti rupadvayam. So it is correct to say bahvyaha balikaha, also correct to say bahavaha balikaha. There is a brahma, I mean, when you are talking, when you say bahavaha, since there is a form bahvyaha, we tend to think that bahavaha refers only to pullinga, but it is not correct. Bahavaha iti ubhayatrapi, balaha balikaha ubhayam bhavati, bahvyaha iti tu kevaram balikaha. So bahvi bahuhu iti rupadvayam api asti strilinge, nishaha vaikalpikatva. Bahvi bahuhu. So bahvi bahuhu iti vaipulyamachi bahushabdaha ayam. So it means vaipulya, that which is present in a large quantity is this. Tritvadi samaniyata sankhya vishesha vachitvetu ekavachana anupapatte. Because it is present in ekavachana. So it means something which is present in large quantity. Vaipulyam. Okay, so that is why there is ekavachana. If it means large numbers, if it is say more than 3 in numbers, then we would not have had ekavachana. Okay. So he says bhakti is also present in ekavachana as vaipulya. Okay, so something which is huge ityarthe bahushabdasya atra prayogah. So vaipulyavachi bahushabdaha ayam tritvadi samaniyata sankhya vishesha vachitvetu ekavachana anupapatte. Vaipulyavachitve bhi bahugana vatudati sankhya iti sankhya shabdatvat na gunavachanatvam iti na vayatyam. So it is always has the sankhya samya, so it would not have got niche from the previous sutra, and therefore we have niche from this sutra. So bhakti bahuhu. So there is a gana sutra in this gana. Kridikara daktinaha iti bahvadyantar gana sutram. Krutaha yaha ikaraha. So ikara of krut pratyaya. Tarantat pratipadikat nish vasyat. So a pratipadika ending in it will have nish optionally. Natu ktinnarthaka pratyayata. So there is among krut, there is a pratyaya called ktin, sriyam ktin, say kritihi, gatihi, matihi, etc. So other than ktinnarthas, if there is an ikara belonging to krut, then a pratipadika will have optional nish. So ratrihi ratri. So ratrihi ratri iti. Rashadidhyam trip iti. Radhatohu aunadikaha trip. So the dhatu ra has a trip pratyaya which is unadi pratyaya. Unadis are also krit pratyaya. Therefore you have ratri where there is an ikara belonging to krit pratyaya. Therefore there will be optional nish and there will be both ratrihi and ratri. Both forms are correct. Sarvataha aktinnarthad ityeke. This is the next Gana Sutra. It says sarvataha means krit ikarantad akrit ikarantad api nishvasya. It says it need not be the ikara of just krit. Sarvataha, any word, that is whether it is kridanta or not, if it is ending in ikara, krit ikarantad akrit ikarantad api nishvasya, there is a vaikalpika nish, natu ktinnartha pratyayantha. Of course, other than ktin. Okay. Other than ktinnartha pratyayas. So, other words, which are not kridantas, which ending in ikara, might also have nish, optionally. Shakatihi, shakati. Shakati is a card. Avyutpannam pratipadikam. It has no vyutpatti. Okay. Shakati is just a word like. So, this is not an ikara of krit, but still there is an optional nish. So there are two forms, shakatihi and shakati. So to explain these forms, some people treat sarvataha aktinartha, not just kritikara aktinaha, sarvataha ikarata aktinartha. So aktinartha kim. So there is ktin and there are other pratyayas which have been given in the sense of ktin. So when, if they just say aktin, so for ktinantas, this will not apply. That is why we have only matihi and not mati, or only buddhihi and not buddhi. They are all ktinantas. So they are eliminated. also other pratyayas which are not kthin but in the same sense of kthin hinarthaha tesham api na bhavati ityukte ajananihi. So ajanani is a special kradanta. If you look at ajananihi iti striyam kthin iti adhikare akroshe nayanihi iti nai upapade janehe ani pratyaha. So it is not kthin but it is ani, but in the same adhikara, that is the same kthinartha. Okay. So striyam kthin iti adhikare akroshe nai anihi iti nai upapade janehe ani pratyaha aktinaha ityuktau atra nishedaha nasya. If he just said aktinaha, so that this could not have been prevented. Therefore he says ataha aktinarthad ityuktihi iti bhavaha. So ktinantatvad prapte vidhyartham paddhati shabdaha gane pathyate. The Bhakwadi Gana has many words and the Gana Sutras of those, it also has paddhati, the word paddhati. Now paddhati is a kridanta. So kritikara ityanena praptateva iti chet is ktinantatvad. It is a word ending in ktin. So tatti paddhatihi, padabhyam hatihi paddhatihi. So kinnantatvad prapte vidyartham paddhati shabdha gane pathyate. So the word is included in the gana. So even if it is thin, it will have nish paddhati paddhati iti rupadvayam. Himakashi hatishucha iti paddhavaha. It is padabhyam hatihi. So it is pada hati. Pada is replaced by pat by the sutra himakashi hatishucha iti paddhavaha. Pada is replaced by pad, so it becomes paddhatihi. So it has an optional niche and it can be paddhatihi or paddhati. So the next sutra is Punyoga Lakshaya. We'll stop here. There is a question by Prabhupanji. What is the meaning of Samavayi Karana? So we entered after that point. Samavayi Karana is the matter, which is the karana for anything is of three kinds. So samavayi karana is the matter, which is the basic karana for it. So if you have a ghata, mrittika, mud is the samavayi karana for ghata. That is the matter of which it is made up of is samavayi karana. Similarly, if you have pata, a cloth, tantavaha, the threads or strands of cloth is treated as samavayi karana. It is just a dravya, which is the karana for something. Samavayi karanam is always a dravya. Any other questions?
Henakshara samam nayam adhigamya maheshwara tutsam vyakaranam proktam tasme paninaye namaha manitren namaskritya tadukti paribhavita vayyakarana siddhanta kaumudihim virachate.